He was a good sport. He was a good, mighty good man. I stayed at his place one night, one whole year, and went to school. He had three boys. Two of them would be big enough, would come from the school, would stop at the courthouse, would record deed by on typewriter. Them days, they wouldn't. That's the way we'd do. We'd write them, and then so many, and then we'd take them, would compare. We'd write, one would read, and the other would follow it. And if we wanted to read the deed, and if we had a mistake, we'd put a symbol there and make the notation correction, you see,
yeah.
Put in there. And we did that the whole year there with it.
Huh. Now, where were you born, though? Were you born at Kiel?
I was born at Kiel, just above Kiel there, on what they call Orford Creek.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was born there.
But did you say you lived some at Bay St. Louis before that?
I was born there in 1893, and 95 we moved down to 8 months.
Where you were born, okay.
What was the last thing I told you?
You were telling me where you were born.
Well, yeah.
Where you was born.
I was born just above, about 3.5-4 miles above Kiel.
Uh-huh.
And in 1893. In 1895, my daddy sold 106 acres of land there. He went down 8.5 miles west of Bay St. Louis and bought 106 acres there on what they call the old Gainesville Road.
Yeah.
And that road run from Bay St. Louis to Gainesville, where the test site is now set.
Uh-huh.
And the reason he did that, at that time, the L&N Railroad was just going through there, and there's a lot of work going on there.
Yeah.
And he had a couple of steam, and they had plenty of business for piling and the sawmill, logging, and things like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he lived there till in 1915. He sold his timber, some of it. And then he moved back up to where his daddy used to live there, where I was living when they moved me out of there.
Uh-huh.
And then he died in 1914.
Yeah.
And at one time, I don't know if you got this down, at one time, Pearl River and Hancock County was one county.
Is that so?
That's right. And the county seat was at Anna. They called it Anna up at what they call Caesar up there.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's in the, must have been in the early, in the late 1900s. That they built, that they separated two counties. I tried to find out, I don't know what year they did, but the first county seat in Hancock County was at Gainesville.
Yeah.
And then the other was at Poplarville, you see, in Pearl River County.
Yeah.
And the county seat in Janesville burned up.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it burned up, I don't remember what year that was, but it must have been in right around there, just before the 1900, because I remember going to the Bay St. Louis, and I just can remember they had a wooden building for the courthouse.
Yeah.
And they had a big porch on the front. And I went down with my daddy, and the only thing I can remember of that building the first time is going down with my daddy and going up there on that front porch and looking out.
Yeah.
I don't remember how we got there, when we got there. I was so young that I wouldn't know just how old I was, but I know I wasn't very old. So it was built in the late, I'd say in the late 1900s, right? I wouldn't say when.
Yeah.